This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. There's been an indictment of an Iranian intelligence officer and three alleged members of an Iranian intelligence network after they were charged in Manhattan, New York, with plotting to lure U.S. resident and human rights activists from New York to Iran. The indictment alleges that the plot was part of a wider plan to lure three individuals in Canada and a fifth person in the United Kingdom to Iran. Victims were also targeted in the United Arab Emirates. According to authorities, the identities of the alleged victims were not disclosed. The COVID-19 curve in the United States is rising again after months of decline, with the number of new cases per day doubling over the past 3 weeks, driven by the fast-spreading Delta variant, lagging vaccination rates, and 4th of July gatherings. Confirmed infections climbed to an average of about 23,600 a day on Monday. That's up from 11,300 on June 23rd, according to Johns Hopkins University data. In all but two states, Maine and South Dakota, reported the case numbers have gone up over the past 2 weeks. At the same time, parts of the country are running up against deep vaccine resistance, while the highly contagious mutant version of the coronavirus that was first detected in India is accounting for an even larger share of infections. The death toll climbed to 72 from rioting in South Africa Tuesday, with many people trampled to death during the looting at stores as police and military fired stun guns and rubber bullets to try to halt the unrest set off by the imprisonment of former President Jacob Zuma. More than 1,200 people have been arrested in the lawlessness that has raged in poor areas of two provinces where a community radio station was ransacked and forced off the air Tuesday. This is VOA News.